The next patient is Robert Vance, V-A-N-C-E. This is a clinical case of a 92-year-old white male that has chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The patient has a kidney ultrasound where that shows that the kidneys were symmetrical and that there was no evidence of atrophy. There was no evidence of hypercholinergicity. There was no evidence of thinning of the cortex, period. We order a ultrasound of the pelvis pre and post void, and the pre void volume was 292 cc's and the post volume was 124 cc's. This patient has prostatism despite the fact that he's taking tamsulosin. And finasteride, period. The primary care, Dr. Sash Dev, S-A-C-H-D-E-V. Is going to be informed of the findings of the ultrasound. I gave a copy of the ultrasound results to the patient, so they will be able to get a referral for the urologist. Period. Obstructing nephropathy could, obstructing uropathy could be playing in the playing a role in the CKD3B. The laboratory workup shows that the patient has a serum creatinine that is 2, a BUN is 25, and the estimated EFR is 30.2, which is similar to the prior determinations. Number two, the patient has anemia. The iron metabolism was evaluated, is satisfactory, but the B12 is 188, which is below the normal range. Folate was in the low side as well. We are going to prescribe 500 micrograms of vitamin B12 on a daily basis. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. Following number, and the patient had a history of hypomagnesemia that has been corrected. Following number, the patient has a history of colon cancer that is a remote one many years ago, hasn't been to the gastroenterologist, period. He has a history of skin cancers. I spent 15 minutes reviewing all the lab, and we spent 15 minutes in the face-to-face. The patient is going back to Pennsylvania. We wrote our recommendations in a piece of paper so he will know who to look for and what to do. We also gave copies of the lab results as well as the ultrasound to be informed and has the documentation for the urology visit. And in the documentation, we spent 8 minutes.